from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The senior communications manager for Ontario Northland says public reaction to the return of Northlander passenger rail service continues to be extremely positive. An open house today at Northern College in Timmins is focusing on the new Timmins Porcupine Station, and Kate Bondette says the casual one-on-one format allows at-length conversations.
We're really understanding how people are digesting the information. We're really learning about how they see themselves using the service, how they see it fitting into their lives. So this kind of structure for a longer day really allows us to have those deep and meaningful conversations.
The event is on until 7 o'clock in the gym at the college. Northlander service is slated to begin in 2026. Canada is listing Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. The announcement of that designation of the branch of the Iranian Armed Forces was made today by Public Safety Minister Dominic Leblanc. Under the criminal code, it's a crime to knowingly deal with the assets of a listed terrorist entity. Charitable organizations can lose that status if they maintain their connections, and people found to be associated with those groups can be denied entry into Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau was visited today in Ottawa by the head of NATO. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg will also give a speech to the NATO Association of Canada tonight. He was last in Canada in August 2022. Anyone flying through Toronto's Pearson Airport this weekend might encounter delays. More than 2,800 security screeners have set midnight Saturday as a strike deadline unless a new agreement is reached with their employer, GardaWorld Security. The Federal Canadian Air Transport Security Authority says it is confident a new deal will be reached in time. The Canadian Airport Workers Union says major issues include wages and better working conditions. It adds that it will continue talks right up to the strike deadline. And our country's population topped 41 million in the first quarter of 2024. Statistics Canada says it reached that mark on April 1st. A gain of almost 243,000 people in the first 3 months of the year. The agency says the increase came as the country welcomed over 121,000 immigrants in that same time period. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.